Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Woodstock Film Festival will be having their 15th anniversary kickoff event with the world premiere of East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, featuring two world-renowned musicians, Steve Earle and David Broza. David Broza's new album is East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, too.
You have been long considered one of the most dynamic performers in the singer-songwriter world. What brought you to this particular project and teaming up with these filmmakers, Erez Miller and Harik Zimmerman, for this documentary?
Well, you know, I live in Tel Aviv in Israel, and for the past, you know, over 30 years I've been as a musician, but I've been working a lot as a in the field of bridge building through music with the Israeli-Palestinian issues, and trying to condition people to different ways of thinking through the conflict that we experience here literally on a daily basis and for so many years. About 15 years ago, I met this great Palestinian music group in East Jerusalem, and they invited me out to their studio, and it started a long journey where, for the past over 15 years, I've actually been recording. I've moved all my recordings to East Jerusalem. And beyond the recordings, a lot of writing, collaborating, hanging out, and having barbecues and getting close on a personal level. And about 3 years ago, I thought it's time to do an album that would perhaps be also appeal to general audiences, not just to audiences in the region. And I thought best way, if I'm going to bring Israeli and Palestinian musicians together, is to bring a middleman. And I'm in awe and in total admiration of Steve Earle's writing and his, you know, his general activity as somebody who really cares about things and is an activist on social issues. And I called him. I kind of expected Steve Earle to say, look, man, this is not right for me. I don't want to get involved in political stuff on your side of the world, and or maybe even be on an embargo level. But I didn't even finish the sentence of inviting him, and he said, just tell me where and when, and I'm coming. And so this is how this whole project became possible, by putting all of us together in the studio. And while I was working on getting everybody into the studio, and we had to spend 8 days and eight nights, that was my dream of making like just a little more than a week, this magical time. And I also recruited great chefs, Israelis and Palestinians. I thought, this is not going to work if I'm not going to film it and document it so that I can actually show people how it felt, what it felt. I have no idea how the film will come about. I'm not a filmmaker. But then I looked around, and I took a producer, Gidi Avivi, who's an Israeli, and he hired a director of photography who's a Palestinian. And we brought Erez Miller, who became actually a director, and Enrique Zimmerman is a very world-renowned journalist who's been following my work in this field and in East Jerusalem and the Palestinian side. So this team just became an organic, beautiful group of people.
One of the things that is so fascinating, not only about the film, but about the album itself, and you talk about this, is how inspired you were making it. And one of the things that you wanted to have come from that experience was inspiration. But given this very divided conflict, there is great optimism that comes from this music.
Yeah, well, I think that's something that only can happen when you actually deal with people from the conflict, people-to-people relationships. It's not just about Israeli and Palestinian. You know, this is about inner-city gang wars, and it's about, narco-trafficantes in South America that leave, you know, devastated villages. When you walk into any area where people have been hurt emotionally, not just physically, the only way to really bring optimism is to be there, to be part of it. And to me, it's a natural because I'm from here and I speak the language and I know the country and know the people. And I take the time to develop relationships. And that brings along optimism. The mere fact that we are together in one room, we don't agree with each other, but we like to be together and we like to disagree. We argue. We sing together at the end of the day, you know? And that can only happen if there's harmony.
You were raised in Israel, Spain, and England, and all of that plays a part in this, right? All of that is we can see those influences in this album.
Totally. Well, you know, I was born in the 50s, 1955, grew up in the 60s and 70s, rock and roll, folk rock, you know, Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, Simon & Garfunkel, then the Spanish musicians, because I was born in Israel, but I spent my teenage years in Spain. So I was exposed at an early age to the Spanish folk tradition and to flamenco. And everything comes together, you know. It all mixes in into my palette of music, which makes it, for me, it's never-ending, and a never-ending artistic adventure. But, you know, sometimes it seems to be like only I understand where all this is coming from, where I'm playing in the Midwest and different places through the United States or travel through Europe. People have to know they're coming to hear an eclectic artist.
The Woodstock Film Festival event of East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem will be taking place on October 15th. And it is going to be at the Woodstock Playhouse. There's going to be a Q&A, and then you and Steve Earle will be performing. What is the mood like when the two of you are performing?
Steve and I are actually going to be in the room and, of course, lending ourselves to speaking to the audience and people who are going to be coming to actually experience for the first time this film. But one of the things that I think speak and work for me is the fact that I just pick my guitar and I can play at any given moment and bring a little bit of more of life to the actual experience of what I went through. And through my singing the songs, and hopefully with Steve's help, share with the audience something that I'll bring it basically from East Jerusalem, from Tel Aviv, straight to Woodstock, which thrills me. I mean, to me, Woodstock is like has the enigma of everything that Woodstock stands for: the arts and music, and you know, from since I was a teenager.
In his role as producer, what do you think Steve Earle added to the project?
Oh, it's remarkable. Steve is a singer-songwriter himself, and he knows exactly when to stay out of interfering with the music. And I actually brought in my musicians with whom I worked with for many years from Tel Aviv, and some of the musicians from East Jerusalem and from Palestinians. And for him, it was a new experience. He'd never met them, he'd never heard them before. And I think he was going through the experience of figuring out where he would, as an American ear, fresh to the sound, where he would direct us and direct the drummer or the bass player to stick around and not stick around, but to actually accompany my guitar playing and my vocal, which is the predominant instruments in the album. And then, of course, we brought in Lida Awad, this great Palestinian-Israeli singer. She's wonderful. And all the different instrumentations, the oud and the darbuka. To him, these were new sounds, but he was his reference was rock and roll, folk rock, you know, Americana, but we're using the local instruments to really accompany these songs, and he just had a great affinity for it all.
When you watch, of course, the album is complete. When you watch the film now, are you able to remove yourself and watch it and learn something about your process?
It's an interesting question because I've never presented a film before in my career, and I had to tell myself, okay, you're not going to be in the room, not editing, you're not directing it. Just let them tell the story the way they saw it. And you know, I have my story, and then comes the director and gives us another story, and his way of interpreting what I'm trying to say. The more I see it, of course, I can't remove myself. As a matter of fact, it feels a little bit, sometimes I feel at a loss watching myself. because it's not, you know, one doesn't look at oneself and enjoy it so much. But I see it. I get nervous. I don't like that guy.
No.
But I see a narrative that they put together of myself, Steve Earle talking, of the Palestinian director of photography who spoke out so honestly, of the refugee from the refugee camp, Palestinian refugee who spoke, you know, brings you to tears. And the director who has his commitment to the story really knows how to put together the narrative. And that's really fascinating. I'm really hoping that the audience is going to get the feel for it.
It is the kickoff for the 15th anniversary of the Woodstock Film Festival, the world premiere of East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, featuring musicians David Broza and Steve Earle. The event is Wednesday, October 15th at the Woodstock Playhouse, and you can find out more information by going to woodstockfilmfestival.com. Woodstockfilmfestival.com. David Broza, great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for joining us from Israel, and we look forward to having you in Woodstock very soon.
I appreciate it.
Looking Safe forward. Travels. Thank you. Again, the event will be happening on Wednesday, October 15th at the Woodstock Playhouse in Woodstock, New York. Find out more information by going to woodstockfilmfestival.com. Woodstockfilmfestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.